how last year Chrissy Teigen, or really a few months ago, Chrissy Teigen was getting herself in trouble left and right. She was starting Twitter fights and Instagram fights. And then it had come out that she had said some negative things about some other people in the past. She had apologized. There was this whole Chrissy Teigen moment. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So she has been relatively quiet on social media since all of those controversies, just because it was enough already, you know?
Well, and her publicist said, you don't say a word for 6 months. Just sit there. We're taking your phone away. Right. That's it. You can't even go near a phone.
Yeah. Yeah. Take it back. And the thing is, she did. She got off Twitter. Then she got back on Twitter. Then she got off Instagram. She got back on Instagram. So it was almost like, you know, erase. Now I'm back. Fresh, new year, new me, like that kind of thing. So she has been good. She's been very quiet, just posting like, hi, here I am making a sandwich. Hi, here's my child. Very non-controversial things.
Mm-hmm.
So there's this comedian named Heather McDonald, and she's more of a writer than anything else. She's written for the Wayans brothers. She's best known as a writer and a panelist on Chelsea Handler's show for E! Chelsea Lately. So in case you don't know who Heather McDonald is, and you probably don't, she's not famous. You know, she's somebody who, if you're in LA and you know about writers, you know about her.
Mm.
But she's not like super famous. So I want to just give you a little taste of who she is, just so you understand who it is we're talking about.
This, everybody, to Heather McDonald.
It's what I like to call Katherine Heigl syndrome, and I'm afraid I may get it. And that's where you let your gay best friend blow up your ego too much. The kids should not be on tour with the Pussycat Dolls babysitting. They should be at home with the people who love them and have raised them, K-Fed's Black Bodyguards. That's who they should be with. And T.R. Knight gave her too many compliments.
Wow.
And you know, Guy is wonderful. He loves me unconditionally. And that's the greatest thing about having a gay best friend is that they're a guy who loves you, but they never want to have sex with you, but they tell you you're beautiful all the time. They're not competition.
In that article, you know, she's just only wants to talk about the movie.
She's talking about Jennifer Aniston, you know,
and also she's like that on Oprah, too. She's like, I'm great. I'm fine. Why is everyone so fascinated with my personal life? I'm thrilled.
Okay, so you got her bits, right? Mm-hmm. She talks about, her thing is to talk about celebrities.
Okay.
You know, that's her thing. She talks about celebrities, and she's very in your face about it. It's very frenetic. It's a lot of energy, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So she's trying to get her career going again. She's doing stand-up, you know, and she's trying to get some attention. So she decides to go after poor Chrissy Teigen.
Mm.
I mean, Chrissy Teigen is out there right now, like I said, just, you know, living her best Chrissy Teigen life. And she posts this photo of herself all glammed up, but her eyes are closed. And Chrissy Teigen writes something underneath it, like it writes a caption, something like, you know, you guys are too conditioned to seeing perfection. If I ever post anything not perfect, I get comments like, why would she post this? Or, I love you, girl, but this isn't flattering. So she says, you know, I honestly don't care about curating my Instagram to be perfection. I'm a mess. I'm chaotic. And this will always reflect that, you know, something to that effect.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. For some unknown reason, this really bothered Heather McDonald. So first she comments under the photo and she says, these humble brags of this is an unfiltered picture. So say whatever mean thing you want to say, because this way people actually write me nice things saying I still look great. Like that's so 3 years ago, Chrissy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that wasn't enough for her. I guess she didn't get enough traction on that. Not enough people noticed or commented. So she reposts this picture of Chrissy Teigen all glammed up with her eyes closed. She reposts it and she writes, I'm just having one of those days where I had to point out the hypocrite on Instagram. I can't be the only one that sees through this BS. Prayers for Chrissy that she comes up with some new ideas.
Mm-hmm.
So she's basically saying that like Chrissy Teigen still looks gorgeous. And this one picture where she happens to have her eyes closed that's not really like you looking. That's not really a bad day. You know, like if we want to see you on a bad day, we want to see you with like no makeup and, you know, snot coming out of your nose and a kid that just threw up on you. Like, you know, give us real. If you want to give us something real, give us something actually real.
Mm.
So her timing was terrible because she posted that thing on the same day. It was the 1 year anniversary that Chrissy Teigen and John Legend lost their baby. Remember last year? Yeah, remember that?
Oh, no. It's been a year now?
It's exactly a year.
Oh,
it's exactly
no.
a year. Yeah.
Bad move.
The timing is terrible. So Chrissy Teigen, who hadn't seen this yet, mm-hmm. posted a photo of herself in the hospital bed with John, and they're crying.
Yeah, that famous photo that went everywhere.
Right. And she reposted it, and she was mm-hmm. like, you know, I can't believe it's been a year and I'm so heartbroken, whatever, you know, whatever she said. And then she finds out that for some reason this random comic is coming after her. Chrissy Teigen posts this. She says, I didn't sleep at all last night, as John can attest. I was up sick, sobbing as my phone popped up the memory of being in the hospital exactly 1 year ago, losing our baby.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I'm a little sensitive today, but fuck off. That's what she says to Heather McDonald.
Nice.
Yeah. So TMZ picks up the story, of course, because here, you know, they love, this is a little, I have to say, like, this is a little bit misogynistic. They love women beefing. They love women going up against each other. Men do this all the time. They don't get the kind of coverage on TMZ that a woman going after a woman gets. So mm-hmm. let's just put that aside for a second, because that's not this conversation. So TMZ posts this whole thing. And what does Heather McDonald do? She reposts it and she writes this whole big, long thing about, you know, Chrissy posting a flattering photo in Glam, and I was pointing out the hypocrisy, and she's still going after her.
Mm-hmm.
This is a whole big long thing about, like, Chrissy's a model and we shouldn't feel bad about her having one bad photo. Blah, blah, blah. I mean, girl, like, the woman lost her baby a year ago, and she's great. You know, your timing, give it a rest.
Well, I could say you should cancel her, but you have to be somebody to be canceled. I mean, I guarantee right. she has a couple of thousand followers, and that's it. I mean, she's a writer on Chelsea Handler's TV show, which I don't even think exists anymore, and I don't think three people watched it when it was on.
Well, no, she has 270,000 followers.
Okay.
Because she has, of course, she has a podcast where she dishes on celebrity, and she does stand-up comedy, and she has comedy specials. She's on Amazon. She's on
still
Netflix.
Still not famous, like, enough to be canceled.
Right.
So yeah, with somebody like that, you just look the other way. You don't have to go after them and cancel them. You just say, you're screaming up, idiot.
Right. Yeah. You should be punching. Don't punch up. Punch down.
Punch down. But exactly.
But that's the thing. Chrissy Teigen acknowledged it.
Mm-hmm.
When Heather McDonald posted the comment on Chrissy Teigen's page, nobody cared and everyone ignored her. So she had to keep going after her to get some attention.
Mm-hmm.
And then she finally did. And Chrissy Teigen would have done well for herself to just ignore her, let her say whatever she wants. She did post at one point. She did say, why do people who hate you follow you? Like, I understand. Like, that makes perfect sense. If you hate somebody, just don't follow them. Why give them the oxygen?
Block them where they can't see you.
Well, I think blocking is sort of an aggressive thing to do. Like, that says what you did.
You go after me on the year anniversary of my kid's death. I'm going to block you. Sorry.
Well, I guess that's true. Yeah,
You're a complete douchebag. I'm blocking you.
Yeah. But after she had heard that it was the 1 year anniversary, she's still going after her.
Yeah. Yeah. So she's a complete asshole. I've had it with assholes today.
Right. Yeah. It seems a little insensitive. And as a woman, and I think she's a mom too. So, like, you know, as a mom and as a woman, I just feel like that's really hitting below the belt. That's mm-hmm. that's too much. It's beyond insensitive. It's actually cruel.
And when you see what day it is and you understand, then you should go, uh-oh, I need to shut my mouth and go back into hiding.
Right.
But not keep it going and not call your friend at TMZ saying, look what happened. Can you post this?
Well, no. TMZ picked up the story. They don't. Mm-hmm. You're right. Maybe Heather McDonald was the one to pick it up and call TMZ and be
she called somebody over there and said, hey, Chrissy Teigen,
I'm having a beef. Yeah.
Yeah. Retweeted me. You want to get on this story? It could be something right. big for you. So I guarantee she called somebody up over there.
And then she turns it into a promotional moment, because I guess she's on tour right now doing a comedy tour. Mm. So at the end of this big, long rant where she's still going after Chrissy, she's like, and by the way, I'll be performing at the Chuckles in Cincinnati. Come see me.